Welcome to the Deep Dive, the Pitcot podcast, where we give you the fastest route to being thoroughly well-informed.
And today, we are talking about something so many of us dream of, global travel.
That's right, that incredible feeling of stepping into a new culture, that sense of freedom. But there's another side to it, isn't there?
There is, because with that freedom, sometimes we lower our guard. We get so caught up in the adventure that we forget about the...
Yeah.
Well, the invisible threats.
Exactly. Things like tiny parasites or even preventable accidents.
Which is why today we're doing a deep dive into the essential health strategies from Pitcot's best-selling ebooks.
We're talking about building what they call the traveler's invisible armor.
Our mission today is to pull out the most critical, actionable nuggets for you. We want to make sure your adventure stays joyful, you know, not stressful.
We're going to focus on four of the biggest health threats: stomach issues, insect-borne illnesses, physical accidents, and some critical personal choices.
This is basically your essential pre-trip briefing.
It really is. But hey, before we get started, if you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel.
And make sure you activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Also, just remember, all the insights we're covering are drawn from those best-selling ebooks on the Pitcot eBook Store.
For the full detailed guide, you can always visit www.pitcot.com/books to download them.
Okay, let's jump in. First up, the most common travel hurdle of all. Pitcot calls it the unwanted souvenir.
Ah, yes. We are talking about traveler's diarrhea, or TD.
It sounds kind of minor, but I mean, it can realistically wipe out days of your vacation, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's so common. The key thing Pitcot emphasizes is that it's almost always caused by contaminated food or water.
So it's preventable then, mostly.
Very preventable. It really comes down to avoiding cross-contamination.
Okay, so what is the number one rule? The one thing we absolutely can't forget, especially in places where sanitation might be different.
The golden rule is, stick to food that is hot and freshly cooked.
Hot and fresh.
Exactly. That heat is what kills the bacteria. The danger zone is food that's been sitting out. Think buffets or maybe some street food stalls where you can't see it being cooked right in front of you.
Right. And I was surprised to read that raw vegetables, like salads, are a big risk. Why is that?
Well, it's not the vegetable itself. It's how it's prepared. If it was washed in contaminated tap water, that's your problem. Same goes for unpasteurized milk or juice.
And ice cubes. I always forget about ice cubes.
Everyone does. But if the water isn't safe to drink, then freezing it doesn't magically make it safe. So, no sketchy ice cubes.
Okay, so that's what we put in our bodies. But what about just touching things? We're handling money, opening doors, holding railings.
And that brings us to the next layer of your armor. Hygiene. Good old hand sanitizer is your best friend.
When you can't get to soap and water.
Precisely. Keep a bottle with at least 60% alcohol with you at all times. Use it before you eat, after you handle money, before you touch your face. It's a lifesaver.
Okay, but let's be realistic. What if you do everything right and you still get hit with it? What's the one thing you need to have packed?
Rehydration salts, non-negotiable.
Not just water.
No, because TD makes you lose fluids and, just as importantly, electrolytes. If you just drink water, you can actually dilute your system even more and slow down your recovery.
Ah, I see.
Rehydration salts restore that balance so your body can actually absorb the water properly. It's the fastest way to get back on your feet.
Pitcot has this great line, prevention tastes way better than cure.
It's so true. It takes seconds to use hand sanitizer. It can take days to recover from TD. The math is pretty simple.
Okay, so let's shift gears. From an enemy in our food to one in the air, a much, much more serious threat.
Malaria.
Yeah. This isn't just an inconvenience. It's a major disease in many tropical parts of the world, and one bite is all it takes.
One bite can put you in a hospital for weeks. This is where your invisible armor needs to be really, really strong. It's all about a layered defense.
So layer one, how do we stop the bite in the first place?
A strong insect repellent, specifically one that contains DEET. And for high-risk areas, you want a concentration of around 30 to 50%.
I have to ask, though, DEET can be sticky and smelly, especially when it's already hot and humid. Is it really worth it?
Oh, 100%. The slight discomfort is nothing. I mean, nothing compared to getting malaria. And to add to that, Pitcot also recommends treating your clothes with something called permethrin.
Permethrin.
Yeah, it's a treatment for your clothes, not your skin.
Yeah.
It kills insects on contact, and it lasts through several washes. It's an amazing extra layer protection.
And what about just clothing choices?
Simple but effective. Wear light-colored, long-sleeved shirts and long pants. especially around dusk and dawn. That's when mosquitoes are most active.
Okay, so that's when we're awake, but we're most vulnerable when we're asleep.
Exactly. Which brings us to layer two, your nighttime shield. You have to sleep under an insecticide-treated bed net.
Even if your room has screens on the windows.
Even then. If the hotel doesn't provide one, you should seriously consider packing a lightweight one. It's the only way to be sure you're protected all night.
And then there's the final layer, the medical one. This is where it gets a bit more complex.
It is. This is the proactive step. You need to see a doctor well before your trip to talk about preventive medication. It's called chemoprophylaxis.
And these are pills you take to prevent the disease from developing if you do get bitten.
That's right. And the crucial part is you have to start taking them before you go and continue for a period after you get back. It's a small investment for, well, total peace of mind.
That kind of advanced planning is what really makes the difference.
It really does. And, you know, for more resources on all this, including detailed checklists and guides, you can always find them at www.pitcot.com.
Okay, so we've covered the microscopic threats, but travel risks aren't always biological, are they?
Not at all. We need to talk about physical safety, accidents, slips, falls, scooter crashes, things that happen unexpectedly.
And they can get so much more complicated when you're abroad. Local safety rules are different. Traffic is different.
Right. What might be a minor injury at home can become a huge problem if the nearest good hospital is hours away.
So what's the immediate actionable advice from Pitcot on this?
It sounds simple, but slow down and stay alert. Don't feel pressured to ride a scooter in chaotic traffic just because you see others doing it. Wear the helmet, even if locals don't.
It's about not getting caught up in the moment and taking unnecessary risks.
Exactly. And also being prepared. Know the local emergency number. Have an idea of where the nearest reputable clinic is, just in case.
And what about practical things to pack? What should be in our first aid kit?
A good one. Not just a few bandages. You need proper antiseptic wipes, gauze, medical tape, painkillers, and definitely good blister care. A bad blister can get infected and ruin your trip.
Okay, but there's one piece of preparation that Pitcot calls the absolute foundation of safety. It's non-negotiable.
Travel insurance.
Why is it so critical?
Because a sprained ankle is one thing. But needing an emergency medical evacuation from a remote mountain, that can cost literally hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No.
Travel insurance is what saves you from financial ruin if something truly catastrophic happens.
Yeah.
It's not just for lost luggage. It's to protect your life and your savings. It's peace of mind in your back pocket.
That puts it in a totally different perspective. It's not an expense, it's an essential.
An absolute essential.
All right, let's move to our final segment. This one is about the choices we make and how travel can sometimes complicate things.
Yes, let's talk about sexually transmitted diseases.
It's a sensitive topic, but a vital one.
It is. This is the straight talk part of the deep dive. Travel can bring a sense of freedom, of anonymity, and that can lower inhibitions. But the Pitcot guides are very clear on this. STDs, including HIV, do not take vacations.
So a single careless moment can have consequences that last a lifetime.
Permanent consequences. So The core principle is simple but absolute. Practice safe sex. Always.
And that means being prepared yourself, right?
Yes. Carry protection that you buy from a trusted source at home. Don't rely on luck or being able to find what you need in a foreign country. This is about taking responsibility for your own health.
And the guides also expand this idea beyond just sexual health.
They do, and it's a really smart point. They talk about other bloodborne risks. You need to be extremely cautious about any procedure that breaks the skin.
Like tattoos or piercings.
Exactly. Unregulated tattoo parlors, piercings, even acupuncture if you can't verify that their equipment is sterile. If you need a medical injection, you must see them open the needle from a new sealed package.
That's a really important distinction. It's about being mindful of any and all potential exposure.
It is. And the final piece of advice here is really about self-respect. If a situation or a choice feels wrong, if you feel unsure, walk away. Your long-term health is never worth risking for a fleeting moment.
So your best travel memories don't come with a permanent health debt. A really powerful point.
It's what ensures the adventure is a positive one.
So to pull all of this together, what's the core message from Pitcot?
I think the core takeaway is that travel is meant to lift your spirit, not drag it down. And the key to joyful, successful travel is preparation, not luck.
We've built those four pillars of the invisible armor today. It started with basic hygiene, hand washing to avoid that unwanted souvenir.
Then we added bite protection, using DT, treated nets, being aggressive about it.
The third pillar was physical safety, slowing down, packing a good first aid kit, and
getting that non-negotiable travel insurance, your financial and medical safety net.
And finally, that fourth pillar, making smart personal choices to protect yourself from any and all bloodborne risks.
When you combine all four, you can stay curious and stay safe. And that's where the best memories come from.
So we want to leave you with a final thought, a question that Pitcop poses in the guides.
Are you ready to pack not just your bags, but your health smarts too? Because your health is the most essential thing you'll ever carry on a journey.
A fantastic question to think about. We really hope this deep dive has helped you build your own invisible armor.
And remember, you can find all the detailed information we discussed and so much more by visiting www.pitcot.com.
And one last thing from us. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to our channel and activate that notification bell. And if you love the show, press the like button. It really helps the recommendation algorithm so more people can find this info.
Thank you for being there with us.
Thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.